Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. A great reminder of our great commission, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Well, happy Friday to you. It is Joey Kroll this January 4th. Been a pleasure serving you all week with Monday and Tuesday and bringing in the new year and yesterday and today getting to serve you again. But next week and throughout the month, January, you'll hear me on Thursday and Friday as Pastor Jason taking some time off. Mark is busy with many things and always does a fine job as well. So I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the remainder of the month every Thursday and Friday. Again, as Pastor Jason taking some time off, Mark getting caught up on some Mark Burns things, and so it's going to be a busy month, but an exciting month. You and I get to hang out an extra day each week. A couple of things here. Our English conversation class is starting back up again next week, Thursday, January 10th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Great News Radio Center. Also, the Great News Radio Children's Choir starts up that same day as well, January 10th. From 5:10 to 6:30 at the Great News Radio Center as well. And they calculated all the numbers and so on and so forth. And our books will balance again this year. It's been 22 straight years of paying off all our bills on time. It was pretty tight this past year. So we just pray that the Lord of the harvest will continue to provide. So thank you so much for your faithful prayers and your faithful gifts to this listener-supported radio ministry. If you missed your opportunity to get involved here in the last couple of weeks, you can still give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Click on donate, or you can send a check in the mail. We greatly appreciate that as well. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here at Great News Radio, thank you, thank you, thank you for investing and believing in this listener-supported radio ministry. Well, today for Mark and friends, we're going to be talking about trust. Trust. Our trust in God Almighty. Yesterday we talked about the importance of prayer, and today we're going to be talking about trust. And, you know, we know we ought to be trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, and but it's always good to be reminded to do so, because in the midst of some situations, we just need a program reset, a mind and heart reset of, oh yeah, I need to be trusting God in this situation. Maybe it's just me, I'm not sure, but but today we're going to be talking about trust, coming up right after this, right here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
You always fill my heart with let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in
music from Selah, and you are my hiding place. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful Friday. It's Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about trust. Today, trusting in the Lord. And, you know, I'm from Chicago, and my Bears are looking pretty good this year. So I'm not trying not to get too excited because, you know, it's the Bears. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you do. All right, even if you're not a football fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But see, in football, there's several different positions, but there's a fullback. And the job of a fullback is to run interference for the halfback. The halfback gets the ball while the fullback goes out in front of him because there is an enemy trying to get in there and tackle the halfback. The fullback's mission is to get rid of the enemy so that the halfback can get through the line. Friend, Jesus' full-time job as Lord and Savior is to run interference for you as his kingdom follower. And your enemy is seeking to defeat you. He is seeking to overwhelm you, but we need to keep in mind that we have a blocker out in front of us, and that's Jesus. All we need to do is just trust him and know that he has our back.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him.
precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him
today on Great News Radio. This is, of course, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, hanging out here with you both Thursday and Friday this month. Looking forward to that, that's for sure. And, you know, just this past Wednesday night at Bible study, we were talking about a variety of different things, but I asked the question, what are some things that would cause us as Christians to go backwards? To go back to the old ways, the old crowd, the old way of doing things, going backwards in our relationship with Christ. And some great answers, you know, media and friends and things that will sway us to the side and so forth. And somebody said, really good answer, they said, I can see where it would be difficult for somebody to continue their relationship with Christ if they lost a child. Isn't that the truth? And of course, our trust and all of that is in Christ. But that's a road that I don't even want to think about going down, honestly. A pastor said one time, we rarely get an answer to the question, why? Instead of seeking definitive answers from God, it's more productive to ask for humility and just trust in His goodness.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, the joy He bestows up of them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. Trust and obey.
That's music from Big Daddy Weave today, right here on Mark and Friends, the Friday edition, that is, here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, talking about trust today, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Many of us probably have a little magnet on a refrigerator or decorated pillow with this verse. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. It is so easy. Can I get an amen? It is so easy to trust your own wisdom, your own knowledge, your own experience. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. John Blanchard said, walking by faith means being prepared to trust where we are not permitted to see.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
trust God because he is trustworthy. Amen.
Amen.
That's music from Avalon, and great is thy faithfulness. Hey, it's Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me join you for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Be sure to tune in on Sunday morning for Sunday worship. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.